You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as always, with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marx, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Chantal, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It seems as though the profit-taking continues from a market's perspective. We are into the second day of trade for the month of December, that is, and markets seemingly having one good day, one a down day. But in the greater scheme of things, and in the context of where we've come from the start of the year, it could just be a day where markets just don't want to be in resources.
Absolutely, and that's certainly what it feels like. If you look at the poorest performers on our index today, it is mainly the golds and the PGMs. And that's really been a source of strength for us so far this year. Also, Prosus and Naspers coming under a little bit of pressure. And that was the other leg that really drove our market higher. It seems as if SA Inc. did a little bit better, the telecoms coming back a little bit, as well as the financials. That index actually ended in the green today, with banks finding particular strength.
Chantal, when you look at the moves that we've been seeing today, I mean, the sell-off that we saw in commodity prices led to kind of what we saw in the resources performance, as you mentioned, doesn't seem like much of a sell-off and seems kind of like markets are processing a bit. Is it the same for industrials? Is it the same for international markets? I'm looking at US markets there in the green, European markets also a bit of a mixed bunch, but Asian markets by and large were in the green as well. Are we kind of seeing similar moves across the board and outside of South African markets?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually quite interesting this morning when our market, just before our market opened, we looked at how Australia's resources index closed. And there we actually saw some strength coming through from the likes of BHP and South32. Indeed, BHP was actually one of the only kind of large, very large companies that closed in the green in the South African market today. If we're looking at the top 10 biggest stocks in South Africa, it was the only one that closed in the green. But yeah, I mean, I think that there was also a little bit of a shift, a little bit of a deepening in commodity price weakness as the day progressed. And remember, in South Africa, we are heavily weighted towards gold and PGMs, and that is not necessarily the case in the Australian market. But if we look at currencies and how the currencies, the biggest currencies in the world have fared today, the rand was notably weak, but some of the other weaker currencies were also commodity producers. The Colombian peso coming under a little bit of pressure as well. So it could just be that. It could just be that there's a difference in terms of the timing, because as the day progresses, things change, and we'll see what the Aussie market does overnight, and what those Southeast Asian economies like or markets like Indonesia do overnight as well.
Chantal, I noted that we are also seeing quite a bit of quiet on the SENS side of things, but we're seeing a couple of dealings from directors' perspectives across various companies. It's not just today. I've been noting it for almost since the end of last week. Have you been noticing or picking up on anything from that perspective that stands out? I want to get your thoughts on that, but also on perhaps the voluntary update that we got from First Rand today.
Yeah, I mean, director dealings have certainly been quite busy. I think it's a function of where we are in terms of the time of the year. In terms of selling, I don't usually put too much weight on it. People could literally just be selling in order to take a holiday in December. They could be selling to buy a house. Where I find the most interest is in looking at directors buying. And we've seen the management team at 91 buy their stock quite heavily, and they've got a vehicle in which they house those that stock, and they've been buying quite heavily. Dr. Chris Sivisa is buying up a lot of Brait, which I also thought was quite interesting. And then quite a small cap share, but Vunani, their CEO, has been buying small increments probably for the last 2 or 3 months, and that I also thought was was pretty interesting. It's almost every day that you see his name popping up on director dealings. So obviously they are quite positive in terms of the prospects for their respective companies. And they are taking this opportunity, or the opportunity that's been presented to them, probably after closed periods, to buy up some of that stock in the market.
Speaking of buying, I remember, I think I saw it yesterday, the team at Novari buying up some of the stake that was sitting with one of their partners. Management buyout there, it certainly presents some interesting conversations to be had there. Chantal, let's take a look at the rand. We are at around 17.12-ish. I got a call yesterday from Makwe Masilela saying that he sees the rand ending around 17.15. I want to ask you the same question I asked him yesterday, was, do you see us breaking that 17 rand level before the end of the year? And do you see us closing closer to 17 rand or 17.50 at this point?
Well, that is a very, very difficult question, because the rand does what the rand does, but certainly the trend is towards strengthening. There's an important technical level to actually watch before you breach 17, and that's 17.05. But you want the rand to stay under 17.05 for a few days, and that would be a kind of a signal that the rand could strengthen further. I think if you look at December's over the very long term, the rand does tend to appreciate against the US dollar over a December. It's a function of kind of risk-off sentiment, that good old Santa rally that everyone waits for every December, but it doesn't necessarily happen every December. So just given seasonality and kind of the technical story at the moment, I would also imagine the rand would continue strengthening, probably breach the 17 mark, and then your next stop is 16.45, I think, which is actually quite a bit stronger. But as I said, the rand does what the rand does, right? And it depends on market sentiment. If we see a sustained fearfulness in the market, because we're still in fear territory, you could see the rand sell off into the end of the year, although that would not be the norm.
The rand does what it does, and we'll see what that looks like as we approach the end of the year. I think Chantal and I will have one final conversation, taking a look at perhaps some of her favorite markets or favorite stocks throughout the year. But for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the head of research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, for joining us to share her insights around market movements today and potentially what markets might be looking at this late in the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.